see you both. No Dylan this trip? Johnson asked.
He was referring to Sean Dylan, in the past a feared IRA enforcer, now Ferguson's strong right hand.
There didn't seem any need, and he's concerned about Hannah Bernstein. She's really in a very bad way, thanks to that Russian bastard Ashimov.
President Cazalet will want to hear all about that. Let's go. They drove along Constitution Avenue towards the White House, where, as usual these days, and in spite of the weather, there were demonstrators. Their driver tried the east entrance, where they were greeted warmly by a Secret Service agent on duty, who escorted them to the President's secretary, a pleasant and cheerful lady who admitted them to the Oval Office. There they found Jake Cazalet in shirt sleeves at his desk, as usual, working his way through a pile of documents.
So you made it. I heard the weather wasn't too good.
Cazalet came round the desk and shook Ferguson warmly by the hand.
Good to see you, General, as always. I think whiskey is in order, considering this damn rain. Clancy, if you'd be kind enough to do the honours.
He turned to the other two and said to Ferguson,
You took a bullet in the shoulder, I understand. I was lucky, Mr. President. A bad crease, thanks to the IRA mercenaries employed by Belov's people, but that's all.
Yosef Belov, the billionaire head of Belov International, had once been a colonel in charge of the KGB's old Department 3. His intentions now were as they had been then, disruption of the Western world as much as possible, encouragement and financial support for terrorism of all kinds. He had very nearly succeeded in assassinating President Cazalet, and thwarted in that, he had been successful in injuring Ferguson and putting one of his best operatives, Superintendent Hannah Bernstein of Special Branch, in hospital. Belov had been killed in a shootout in Ireland, along with his agents Yuri Ashimov and Major Greta Novikova of the GRU, as well as assorted IRA guns for hire. But the pain they had caused lingered on, in both the body and the soul.
Belov was backed by the Russian government at the highest level.
Clancy handed out the drinks and then stood against the wall behind them, arms folded.
Right, tell me the worst, Cazalet said.
I'd say that's Hannah Bernstein, Blake told him. Cazalet was immediately concerned.
Just how bad is she?
Very,
Ferguson told him.
Ashimov ran her down in the street deliberately. She's undergoing treatment at a specialised neurological unit right now.
Anything we can do, General, just ask. That goes without saying.
She's in good hands, sir. She's in the care of George Dawson, one of the best brain surgeons in the business. But there's a limit to what the human body can stand, Mr. President. This could be the end of her career.
She won't like that.
There was silence, for there was nothing to say. After a while, Ferguson carried on.
Thanks to the efforts of Major Roper, our computer expert, we established that Major Ashimov had fled to Belov's house in County Louth in company with Novikova. He also established that Belov himself was there, but about to leave for Moscow.
And knowing Dylan, he decided to stop him, Ferguson nodded, by a beach drop, backed up by young Billy Salter. Our young gangster friend, he does get around. Must have been difficult, though. Mr. President, that is a particularly IRA area. There isn't a policeman for miles, and strangers stick out like a sore thumb. Any kind of trouble, people keep their heads down and stay indoors. They don't want to know. It was a very tricky drop.
So, what was the body count?
3 IRA in the house, plus Ashimov, Novikova, Belov, and an IRA man named Todd Murphy made it out to sea in a boat, but Dylan had rigged it with a little Semtex and detonated it by remote control.
By God, he's a ruthless bastard, Cazalet said.
After that, I think I could do with another one. Clancy?
Clancy obliged and recharged their glasses.